Παρακαλώ.
4-2,
Fatima, a 40-year-old Syrian refugee, is doing the weekly shopping with her husband in this crowded market. 3 months ago, she and her family were moved from a refugee camp on the outskirts of the city to an apartment downtown. Fatima says she loves visiting the market.
They know me and they go give me good price. Even they don't know me, when they know I am a refugee, they help me. They give me good price. More cheaper, you know, yes.
Fatima says the market is a great way to become familiar with Greek food. And more importantly, to communicate with the locals.
Sometimes if I don't find the words in English, I try to use the Greek because I learn some words in Greek and it's helped me. If I meet some person in Greek cannot speak English, I use the Greek words. And I also use my languages. And I met many people learn Arabic. I am very happy when I see him say shukran, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. I am very happy, yes.
Yannis Spiru is a shopkeeper here selling herbs and spices. He now has clients from Syria and Iraq, and so he has adjusted to their needs.
They prefer spicy cuisine, so they buy spices like coriander and cumin. We've been impressed by the fact that many of them speak English perfectly well, and they're also learning Greek. These people might stay in Greece. I don't consider that a bad thing. Greece has room for more people.
After shopping, Fatima and her husband go back to their newly furnished apartment to cook and play with their 3 children. Things have changed dramatically for them since they left the refugee camp.
I have my life now. I have now a system in my life. I send my children to school. After that, I do my things in my home. After that, I go to this Blue Refugee Center and I do my activity, learn language, do meet my friend, do many things. And I go to buy my things. I don't wait someone to give me this or to buy for me. I go to make this by myself. It's easy for me now.
In the last 6 months, nearly half the camps in northern Greece have been closed. The UNHCR and other NGOs are trying to make sure that relocated refugees become independent and self-reliant. Leanne Vaid, who is with the UNHCR in Thessaloniki, explains more about the accommodation scheme.
So when it comes to northern Greece and accommodation spaces, then we have around 3,000 accommodation spaces as found and established here, and more than 5,500 people are benefiting from that. With accommodation spaces, I mean hotel rooms or budget apartments, and also with host families. If to look at the numbers and to compare, for example, last year in July, we had more than 20,000 people living in sites. Now there's around 3,000 left in those government-run sites.
She says local people have generally been positive about refugees moving into the city.
What we try to do is actually that before we start moving people there, we talk to local community. Not necessarily that we manage to reach out to every single citizen, but at least to group leaders or mayors. But so far, I would say that it's been positive. Yes, we have had some conflict in the situations when it comes to education and children going to school. But otherwise, when it's about apartments or hotels, luckily there haven't been any very negative or aggressive reaction.
But the enrollment of refugee children in schools has sparked some negative reaction. For example, in the nearby town of Oreokastro. On the day that 9 refugee children started classes in a school there, a far-right group organized a demonstration there. The next day, there were violent clashes between far-right supporters and anarchists. The headmaster of the school is Sotiris Skandalis.
Ο νεαρός αυτός μπήκε μέσα στο σχολείο και επιχείρησε να κατευθυνθεί προς το λεωφορείο που μεταφέρει τους μαθητές πρόσφυγες.
A young man tried to get inside the school bus because he thought the refugee children were in it. Then the anarchists beat him up. The man was bleeding a lot. We brought him inside the schoolyard to give him first aid, but it was around the time that the children were finishing school. The school counselor was trying to stop the children from seeing the blood. We were trying to stop the man's bleeding. And at the same time, the cleaning lady was trying to mop up the blood.
Mr. Skandalis has received death threats from the far-right group for accepting refugee children. And some local parents decided not to send their own kids to school.
I don't know what these parents and their children were expecting to see when it comes to refugees. People with two heads, people with two tails. These sorts of reactions hurt our children, the Greek children. The parents, even if they didn't intend to, planted the seed of intolerance in their children's hearts.
Since then, school life has gradually been returning to normal. And the headmaster says the local and refugee pupils have been interacting and playing with each other. Agiliki, who has a child at the school, says parents could learn a lot from their kids about love and friendship.
I've seen that parents create the biggest problems, not the children. There was a refugee girl sitting alone, and because she didn't know the language, the other kids decided to use hand signs to indicate that they wanted to play with her. That incident says a lot about the way children and grown-ups deal with this issue.
In the coming months, the school will introduce educational programs about tolerance and intercultural learning, so that both Greek and refugee kids feel comfortable with each other. That kind of approach will also be evident on a wider scale in nearby Thessaloniki. As the authorities push on with their plans to close the camps, more and more refugees will move into the city and build new lives amongst their Greek neighbors. Alexia Kaleidzi, DW Thessaloniki.